Carl Jung coined the term synchronicity to describe the coincidence of a concurrent physical and psychic event that defies the probability of chance and is meaningful to the observer. Jung felt that there was a realm beyond time where matter, mind, and spirit merged as one. He felt that meaningful coincidences happened through some mechanism outside the realms of cause and effect. As mentioned in the introduction, before Carl Jung, Austrian biologist Paul Kramerer documented another type of coincidence that he called seriality, in which things repeat themselves across time. He was a fascinating personality who shone the spotlight on meaningful coincidences as a subject worthy of study. But his approach didn't really show us the deeper meaning of the topic. Carl Jung provided the more intuitive approach that was required. Jung sensed that meaningful coincidences were the surface effects of a deeper, more holistic reality. He used the medieval term unus mundus to refer to this unitary reality, the one world which exists behind the poles of matter and spirit. He often referred to Schopenhauer as the godfather of his ideas on synchronicity. Schopenhauer wrote an essay on the apparent design in the fate of the individual that dealt with the simultaneity of the causally unconnected, which we call chance. It appears that many of Schopenhauer's ideas came from Leibniz. Leibniz was a great philosopher and mathematician in the late 1600s. According to Leibniz, the soul is a perpetual living mirror of the universe. His idea embraces the theory that the human soul contains a mirror reflection of the entire cosmos in miniature, which refers to the theory that our universe is a divine hologram, and that we are all totally connected. Some of our greatest minds are coming to the same conclusion, each contributing their part to the whole. Candace Pert, author of Molecules of Emotion, pioneered studies in molecular biology that have opened up a whole new world at the microcosmic level. Scientists David Bohm and Rupert Sheldrake have contributed to the understanding of synchronicity through their studies and work in quantum physics. Their work is helping this planet and our understanding immensely. According to Frank Joseph, author of Synchronicity and You, synchronicities are little miracles through which an otherwise unseen consciousness communicates with us. We may speak to the gods in prayer, but significant coincidence is the medium whereby they speak to us. Jacqueline Small, renowned author and lecturer, defined synchronicity as God's law of cause and effect, a tear in the fabric of the world of appearances which allows the real world to shine through for just a moment. A synchronicity is a concrete sign in this world that comes from the one real world, the unus mundus, back and behind this reality. It's the way your soul speaks to you, telling you that for that moment, you are on track with your life's plan. Learning about synchronicity can be likened to putting on 3D glasses that allow totally new dimensions to pop out when you look over your life. Once you know what synchronicity is and how to look for it, you begin to notice it everywhere. It reminds us that we are not alone and that we have help along our path from a divine source. Synchronicity shows up in your life and has patterns in single incidents, strings, and clusters. People most often experience synchronicity when they are open and aware, which in turn is affected by the outer conditions in which they might put themselves.